so You're welcome.
Introduce yourself, 30 seconds.
That's it. Wesley Christiansen, running for State School Board District 15. I'm from Hurricane, Utah.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, let's see. I'm a graduate of Dixie State and University of Utah, and I'm a retired teacher, and I'm also a retired Air Force guy from the 419th Fighter Wing at Hill.
Okay, and so why are you running?
I've got a whole life experience in education, and I'm actually running. I have some people talk me into it. I have been on the local school board here for 12 years, and I've been on the State School Board Association and served in some offices up there, and it's been a good experience. And so I just feel like I want to contribute. I still have some life left, and there's issues that are really, really important right now in education, and we honestly really have to solve some of the problems. Teachers are really getting discouraged about the testing and the grading and just the comparison. You know, we have a real great thing that comes along, professional learning communities, where teachers finally cooperate and help each other and improve each other's instruction. And then we come along and we say, okay, now we're going to pay you if your scores are higher than this teacher's scores. And so then all of a sudden, teachers clam up. They're not going to share their good stuff because, you know, they want to keep us so their scores are higher. So it's kind of funny how we finally get something good and then we throw something in counterproductive. We've got to kind of be smart about how we're running education. Education is not a business. Education is about relationships and inspiration and motivation.
You mentioned during the debate the shortage, the teacher shortage, how teachers just are not staying in the field. As a school board member, what would you do policy-wise to encourage people, particularly to come and teach in rural Utah?
You know, one of the things that a teacher in Utah, he teaches 30 years and retires, then he can't get another job in the state retirement system. He has to move out of state to get another job. I don't know why they did that, because we have all these qualified good teachers retire, move out of state. They used to be able to move districts or sit out a year and come back and, you know, get rejuvenated and come back and teach. But now they can't. They call them double dippers. And you know, that might be too bad, you know, that finally a teacher can pay his bills. And so I think we should eliminate that. I think we should let them retire and come back and participate in the Utah retirement system. And then also, you know, like I say, Nevada, their retirement system pays 2.68% a year. All the other states around us, 2% a year. We dropped ours to 1.5%. It's sound economics, probably. But it also is not good for teacher retention. You know, if they look over to Nevada or even up to Idaho or Wyoming and they make $1,000 more sometimes a month in Nevada, and then the retirement is a lot more, then where are they going to go teach? And then on top of that, then we throw in all this testing and grading, and it's really put a burden on teachers. It's made it onerous, and so we need to solve those problems.
Talk about funding. Do schools in Utah get enough? If not, how would you fix that problem?
You know, several years ago, they actually changed the formula of funding in the state of Utah. If they hadn't have changed it, we would have been about in the middle nationally. And if they would go back to the way we were funded 20 years ago, that would solve a lot of our problems. But you know, it's the allocation of the monies into the education system, and every time they do a poll, I think the last poll I read, 68% of the people, citizens of Utah, said they're willing to raise taxes to improve education, to reduce the classroom size, you know, the people are willing to do that. I know here in Washington County, the people, they're great people. They love their kids. They love education. And we pass bond elections and build beautiful schools. But then because of the state funding, We have great science labs, but we can't buy any chemicals to do experiments in those beautiful buildings and science labs, and you know, because it's two different budgets. And so we've got to go back and look at the old system of funding of schools.
You mentioned testing and teachers are sick of it. How should students be assessed? If not SAGE testing, what?
You know, things like the ACT test, there's a place for them. And, when I taught, we did a unit and we had a final exam on it. And the kids were tested. That was their grade. That was their score. And actually, SAGE testing, you know, people say, well, these national standards. Well, SAGE testing is a Utah test. It's made up by Utah teachers and their Utah questions. And so it's a local test, really. But, you know, teachers are put under so much pressure and kids are put under so much pressure to score well on that test that they teach to the test, they prepare for the test, and once that SAGE test is given in the core classes, school's out. It's done. And sometimes they give that test a month before school's out. So we miss out on a month of education. And kids are now studying for a test instead of studying for knowledge. And they're studying to pass a test. And the tests are all multiple choice tests. They're not critical thinking tests where kids analyze things. I mean, it's a multiple choice test where, you know, they can, it's a best guess. And some kids are pretty good at taking those kind of tests and they don't learn to be critical thinkers.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.